This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome back to Forgotten Tracks here on 104.7 FM, Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM. Well, I'm pleased to be back. It's Dave Walker here, and you're with episode 4 here of Forgotten Tracks. If you remember rightly, we're a show that basically looks to try and sort of play some of the tracks that just don't get played that much anymore, or perhaps just buried deep in albums. So, yeah, thanks for being here again and listening in. Our first track today is a song from the group Enigma. Enigma is a German musical project and band, and they were founded in 1990 by Romanian-German musician and producer Michael Cretu. You know, Cretu has released several solo records. He's collaborated with a number of artists too, and he's produced a few albums too with his then wife, a big German pop singer by the name of Sandra, although I haven't heard of her before, I've got to say. But this has all happened before he conceived the new idea of this group called Enigma, and it's sort of it's in the category of New Age World Beat, and I had to sort of look that up and find out what it meant. World Beat is a genre that I'm reliably advised it's a music genre that blends pop music and rock music with world music or traditional music, and that's I guess where Enigma come in. He's very famous for using Gregorian chants in his music, and so this track we feature today comes from his third album, Leroy Lesmoy, Vive Leroy. Now, I don't know, my French is not that great, but that stands for The King Is Dead, Long Live the King. We'll be listening to track 6, and the song's called TNT for the Brain, so sit back and enjoy a little world beat from Enigma. Thank you. nice cruisy way of coming into sort of Forgotten Tracks today. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that one from Enigma. Okay, well, our next track. I often wonder sometimes whether radio stations consider certain artists and certain songs just to be too darn cheesy to play very often. Maybe they refrain from playing them too frequently, but throw them in every so often. I kind of think the next artist, and particularly the next track, fits that mould. Let's see what you think. I'm talking about the all-time classic hit, I think it is an all-time classic hit, of What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Now, the song itself was written by Bob Thiele, and he penned it in the name of George Douglas, actually. And he wrote it in conjunction with George David Weiss. Now, it was first recorded by Armstrong and released in 67 as a single. It topped the pop chart in the UK, but performed pretty poorly, actually, in the United States, but primarily because Larry Newton, the then president of ABC Records, really disliked the song and refused to promote it. Now, after it was heard in the film Good Morning Vietnam, it was reissued as a single in 1988 and rose to number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, it also played in an episode of The Muppet Show of all shows, actually, and it was broadcast in 1978 on that show, and it featured Ralph the dog singing the song to a live Cocker Spaniel puppy. It's really cute. I'd love you to check it out. If you've got kids, I know they'll love it. Sit back and really enjoy an absolute all-time classic. Here we go. What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Pops, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it, and all I'm saying is see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days, dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're learning much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yeah, there's some some terrible stuff going on around the world, I guess, at the moment, and we're very aware of that, I suppose. But yeah, there's some good stuff too. Eh? It is a great place, a great world that we live in. And if you look at the positive, and I try always to, we've got a great place to live in, haven't we? So we're just going to make the most of it. Okay, right. Well, that leads us into track three. UB40. They're an English reggae and pop band, and they were formed in December 1978 in Birmingham, England. The name UB40 was selected in reference to an attendance card issued to people claiming unemployment benefits from the UK government. Yeah. The band has had more than 50 singles on the UK singles chart, and they've been nominated for Grammy Awards for Best Reggae Album four times, and in 84 they were nominated for a Brit Award for the Best British Group. UB40 have sold over 70 million records worldwide. The ethnic makeup of the band's original lineup was diverse, with musicians of English, Welsh, Irish, Jamaican, Scottish, and Yemeni parentage. So, their hit single included their debut "Food for Thought," and two Billboard Hot 100 number ones were "Red Red Wine" and "Can't Help Falling in Love." And today, we have a track from their 1998 Labour of Love three album, "Good Ambition." So, enjoy. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that reggae track there from UB40. You know those songs that you never get to hear from the original singer that wrote and released them? Well, this is one of those. Peaceful. It's a song written by Kenny Rankin and recorded by several artists. It's best known as a hit single for Georgie Fame back in 69, and then Helen Reddy in 73. Now, I got the chance to listen to Rankin's version on YouTube, and it is delightful. I really recommend that you check it out. Helen Reddy's version was by far the most popular, never getting to number one, though, on any of the main charts. Once again, the lyrics are everything, aren't they? And I love these lines. In the morning fun when no one will be drinking any more wine, I'll wake the sun up by giving him a fresh air full of the wind cup. Yeah, I love that. I love that idea, that concept. Thanks for those fantastic words, Kenny. Helen Reddy, what a career. I like her so much, and I love her music. Actually, I have my wife, Lisa, to thank for reintroducing me to her in recent years, and Helen Reddy being one of Lisa's favourite artists. Reddy had her life portrayed in the 2019 film I Am Woman, which was, of course, her hit single, and she passed away in 2020 at the age of 78. producer had the chance to show Helen her film, was touched to see Helen singing along to her songs in her private screening. Reddy actually cried during the movie as she was so touched that someone had thought to portray her life. So I'd like to play you her song, Peaceful, Helen Reddy. Okay, well, yeah, I know you enjoyed that one. It's probably one of her best, isn't it? Okay, well, our next track, Golden Heart. It's the debut solo album by British singer-songwriter and guitarist Mark Knopfler, of course, from Dire Straits, some fame. And it was released in 1996. Now, of course, his great success came prior to this with Dire Straits, that band being quietly wound up by him in 1992 after selling something in the region of 120 million albums and touring 7.1 million people at concerts. Knopfler apparently was so spent after the years of Dire Straits that he took 2 years off and didn't really do an awful lot. In his words, "I put the thing to bed because I wanted to get back to some kind of reality. It was a self-protection, sort of a survival thing," he said. "That kind of scale was just dehumanising." Wow, pretty strong words. It obviously really had a toll on him. They were certainly a big touring band. I caught them in Auckland at Western Springs. So I'd love you to enjoy Golden Heart, Knopfler's first album back from Dire Straits. Thank you.
bangles in a Main Street store. A while before we met, the most dangerous angles that you ever saw. She spied her amulet and she took a letter for around her neck. And that was then the start, the most dangerous lady on the quarter deck. She found her golden heart, yeah, found your golden heart. Then we swirled around each other and the thread was spun to some Arcadian band. I would stop it from a swinging like a banjo. Shot with a cannonball of history, a long forgotten art. I'd be turning it over as our words ran free. I'd hold your golden heart, hold your golden heart. And nothing in the world prepared me for you.
From one fantastic singer-songwriter to another, that leads us nicely into the next song, which was written by Bob Dylan in the summer of 62 and recorded later that year for his second album, Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. Its lyrics, not surprisingly for Dylan, that communicates suffering, pollution and warfare. It's like an overview of the rough justice for the marginalised people in the world, including all the poor and the hungry. It also stresses the innocent victims of oppression and sometimes war as a consequence of the coldness of those who make all the decisions. Now, Brian Ferry has a skill at taking people's lyrics and taking, in this case, he took Dylan's fantastic lyrics and he created his own version, a much racier take on Dylan's original folk version. I'd like you to enjoy these two brilliant artists at work, Dylan on the lyrics and Fairy on the cover.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains, walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways, stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests, been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of the graveyard. It's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard. Rains are gonna fall.
You can hear the rain falling, can't you? A great track and a great cover. Okay, well, our next track doesn't actually start like many of that particular artist's traditional songs. It's a bit more serious and it's less of a country influence. Now, you wouldn't pick that it's the artist that it's going to be in the first 30 seconds. And the artist is Taylor Swift. Now, I think it heralds that move she made around about 2010 when the album was released to venture further afield than just country pop. An incredible, diverse artist with a huge discography. Have a listen to her song Haunted off the Speak Now album, Taylor Swift. Well, I don't know about you, but I quite like that racy version of Hershey's. I think it's a little bit more catchy than some of the country stuff that she sings, but of course a lot of other people would disagree with me. Okay, well, our next track is from a guy called Chris Rea. He actually identifies himself as a bit of an addict, but not your normal sort of addict. His words, they're an indulgence, he says, and he's talking about his cars. I'm a proper racing driver. I've got an international C licence, and I race a 1957 Morris 1000 police car. Yeah. It's not exactly a Lamborghini, is it? So you can't say that I'm addicted, but I am. I adore it. And those were his words. It's all about the engine, he says. Well, it's not about the status, according to him. He owns a Caterham too, and he says it will be his last car. And he says it's heroin of the car addicts. So, yeah, interesting. You don't have to take drugs to be an addict. Rea advised too that his health scare in 2017 nearly left him unable to play certain notes, and he was a bit worried actually as to whether or not he was going to continue to be able to sing. But he is back on the mend and playing as well as ever. So enjoy this 1983 track from Chris Rea, I Can Hear Your Heartbeat. another one of those artists with such a distinctive voice. You just know it's him, don't you, when you hear that first belt out. Okay, well, that leads us nicely into the next artist, who you're going to know as well, really. This particular song on this album was not a big one, and the artist is Elton John. Now, critics didn't rate it at all, and it didn't do particularly strong on the charts. It was released in 1978, and it was the first album John ever did that didn't include the writing of Bernie Taupin. Now, the guy who did help him was Gary Osborne. He replaced Taupin as the chief lyricist for this album. The album in question is Single Man, and the track I have selected for you is the longest on the album, a big old 8.5 minutes long. I play it because probably not many stations have ever played it, and I think it shows a real Elton John who was a great lover of the blues. It was a real departure from the commercial sort of 4-minute tracks that he was tied to. The method of songwriting on the album was very different than it was with Taupin too, which was sort of lyrics first, then Elton adding the music. On this album, though, Elton began the songs, usually writing a fair amount of the lyrics himself, and then Osborne coming in and finishing off the song with and completing the lyrics. So I'd like you to enjoy It Ain't Gonna Be Easy, the fifth track on the Single Man album by Elton John and Gary Osborne.
Changing things back the way they were before. But once you lifted the lid on such pain, it ain't easy to put it back again. It ain't gonna be easy to forget. You
Well, yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. It was certainly a bit of lengthy music there that doesn't often get played on the radio. And in fact, quite a lot of people have suggested that he plays those more, that sort of song, or that particular song, at his concerts more. But I would have to wait and see. Apparently, he's heading back our way, which is great to hear. Okay, well, that leads us nicely into the next track, which is Carole King. Now, her musical career started early, I guess you could say. Her mum taught her notes on a piano at the age of 3, and by 4, it was realised that Carole had an ear for the absolute pitch of a note. In other words, she could state any note just by hearing it. It's fair to say her career has been exceptional. She has worked with amazing artists, Joni Mitchell, James Taylor, B.B. King. The track we have today for you is It's Too Late, released in 1972 on the really massive album, the Tapestry album, King's second and most popular album by far. Actually ranked 36th best album of all time in the top 500 albums, so have a sit back and listen to Carole King.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying. And it's too
Yeah, that album actually having quite a lot of hits, and I hope to get back to it again at some time. There's a lot more to play, that's for sure. Okay, that leads us to our last track for the session of Forgotten Tracks today. This artist has sold an estimated 26 million albums and 80 million records worldwide, won a huge number of awards, including 4 Grammys and 7 World Music Awards. She wrote music for Lord of the Rings, and her distinctive voice, and boy is it distinctive, is instantly recognised as soon as you hear it. Her big hit was Orinoco Flow, and I'm guessing you've probably got who she is. She's Enya, of course. Please relax and enjoy our final track for the day, Only If by Enya, and take care till we meet again. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. You can catch us again this time on Radio Hawke's Bay. Bye all.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.